WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police officers responded to a collision at Highway 30 and FM 158 around 1:15 yesterday afternoon. According to the report, a Chevy car traveling westbound on FM 158 failed to yield right of way, turning left onto Harvey Road, striking a city garbage truck traveling eastbound on Boonville. The garbage truck veered off the roadway, striking the light pole on the northeast corner of the intersection, which knocked out the signal light. Both drivers were transported to local hospitals and are considered to have non-life-threatening injuries. Shortly after midnight Tuesday, College Station police responded to the area of Cherry Street in College, Maine for a robbery. Three women say they were approached by a man who displayed an electronic device that they believed to be a taser. The suspect demanded their wallets, but they ran and did not give him any property. The victims described the suspect as white or Hispanic with an unshaven face and a mustache. He was wearing a gray t-shirt and baggy jeans. For the first time since 2001, Brazos County Commissioners will be considering changes in its subdivision regulations. County Engineer Alan Munger says it reflects the changes in the type of residential construction outside of city limits the past 15 years.
Brazos County may participate in the maintenance of a rural, but we say this in the guidelines that they will have to find another entity to maintain an urban type subdivision. Most of urban subdivision guidelines, we are mirroring what the cities are requiring in the city.
The proposal calls for 5 different types of roadways, 3 in urban locations and 2 in rural areas, but does not specifically require concrete pavement. The draft also calls for creating fire protection requirements and requiring cluster mailboxes in future subdivisions located outside city limits in Brazos County. Online at WTAW.com, you can read and download a 3-page summary and the 108-page draft that Munger says will be considered by county commissioners after the July 4th holiday. Eager local developers and a healthy economy have contributed to progress at the north end of downtown Bryan. Director of Strategic Projects Lindsay Gindy on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Ice House is moving quickly.
Most of the interior is already complete. Ronan Cooking announced that they'll be opening up a restaurant there. So great. I couldn't talk about downtown north without mentioning the Ice House.
Gindy says the first residential development to break ground will be a 4-phase project they're calling 500 Bryan North, followed by the Jordan Center, which will bring more than 140 residential units to downtown. Last week, there was a background hearing on a new piece of legislation addressing issues surrounding the mandates of renewable fuel. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is one of 4 representatives to introduce the legislation, and on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, he says it limits the renewable fuel standard mandate to levels that our nation's small engines can safely handle.
Once you get over about 10% ethanol into your gasoline blend, if you don't have a vehicle or an engine that is modified, that is either originally manufactured or modified to burn anything more than E10, you wind up having severe engine problems.
Flores says experts have also looked at the environmental impact of corn ethanol and found it to be worse for the environment than regular gasoline. He says the proposed bill will fix the issue and come up with a market-based solution. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for some great summer fun activities for the kids? Registration is now open for the Exploring History Summer Camp at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The camp is 5 days long and runs for 5 weeks from July 11th to August the 12th. The theme this year is transportation, riding, driving, and flying into the future. The summer camp program is for students age 7 through 11 and takes place weekdays from 9 to 4. Registration fees are $30 a day or $150 per week. For more information, go to bush41.org/camps.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly sunny skies out there for your Tuesday afternoon, but there will be some...
Wait. Stop it. It's Wednesday. All right. I have to do everything around here, I guess. There we go. All right. By the way, pretty good rain yesterday. That
yeah.
Wasn't bad like that.
Yeah. Talk about not a great weather update when I played them yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a little off.
Now people understand those might be pre-recorded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe at the end you should put, when you're saying the weather, you should say your results may be different.
Right.
You know, kind of like they do on those, the whatever, weight loss deals, you know.
Exactly.
Okay. This is what we think it is.
Results vary.
That's it. Results vary based on where you are. Okay. So today's that weird day we talked about from the weather. Yes, there is a 20% chance of rain. Yes, there are northeasterly winds, but the heat index will be 102. How does the heat index get to be 102 with winds out of the northeast?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we get to have that today. Anyhow, and we're probably done with the rain for the rest of the week. Anything that we don't get to today will be gone, and it'll just plain old be hot because, again, it's the 4th of July weekend. You expect that it will be, so mid-90s or above. Low temperatures will be in the upper 70s. So enjoy this morning because it's going to get warmer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And coming up in sports, the Houston Astros took down the – I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Okay.
The Brazos Valley Bombers game was rescheduled for tonight. And also the Texas Rangers beat the New York Yankees, and the Houston Astros took down the Los Angeles Angels. All the details are coming up in sports on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And
not how I'm used to it, you know?
Yeah, they didn't finish it like 2 in the morning or anything.
Not this time,
no. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So an official at a university in China – has apologized to the graduating class this year, apparently for the being mostly male and thus because of the gender imbalance at the school. The president of the University of Electronic Science and Technology in Sichuan Province told the grads, quote, romantic relationships are part of campus life. Some students complained that there are not enough female students here for that. About that, I feel very worried. The male-female ratio was 4-1.
Well, that doesn't really...
But
really
the girls didn't
sense.
Mind.
Yeah. Now, what I find really interesting is that ain't the way it is in U.S. America anymore. I mean,
right.
When you start talking about electronics and technology and things like that, and you know, one of my kids graduated, and you know what they do it like this at A&M. They did it this way when he graduated way back in 2004. That they'd have the general. They'd have the general commencement, and then they'd break off into their colleges around the campus. And every one of the people in – he got an engineering degree. Every one of the people getting master's degrees and PhDs were female.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
Wow.
Just saying. So it is. It's a different world. Well, you've seen it, Chelsea, right? I mean, that
yeah.
was going on in your college career.
Definitely.
That girls women were staying to actually get real degrees, and they, you know, they weren't there doing the...
Real degrees, Scott? Please explain to me what a fake degree would
be. Well, just that they're there to find a husband.
The MRS.
That's exactly.
MRS degree.
I was going to let you use that one, but yeah, that's right. So, but anyhow, but it's different in China then, obviously. But, of course, there's a whole bunch more of them than we got here. Just in general.
Yeah.
Info.
Mace.
See if I can offend anybody else before we get too far into this.
It's only 6:14.
I know.
Dumped in it already.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Just to get you, took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
But, you know, ladies who worked while their husbands got advanced degrees would get a putting hubby through degree, too. Uh-huh. Which, you know, so that works.
Good try.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Zap right at 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today is the 29th of June. It's Wednesday, and it is day 181. We have 185 of them to go. Today is National Waffle Iron Day. National, which is used for nothing else. Is that basically right?
Yeah.
Unless you were Phil Knight.
Right?
Well, no.
No specific waffle iron.
Squares in there.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid and traveling a lot for sports, the hotel got extra points if it had a waffle iron in the morning at the continental breakfast.
And that's the thing, of course. And the thing is, that is so kid oriented.
Oh yeah,
because you know you won't see businessmen waiting for their waffle.
Well, they've got some also that are in the shape of Texas.
Exactly, I was gonna say. I've seen plenty of businessmen trying to make a Texas shaped waffle in the morning.
See, and if you think about that, that's one of the cool things, because Texas obviously has an iconic shape.
Right,
you know it's Texas. You very seldom see a West Virginia waffle iron.
A Colorado-shaped waffle iron.
Yeah, well,
right. Isn't they all?
Well, yeah, Colorado. I mean, is that Colorado? Is that Kansas? What
Nebraska
is
pretty square.
They're all pretty much like that. But, but I mean, if you talk about something like West Virginia, which no state is even close to being shaped like, or Florida or something like that. But the other thing is, you wouldn't see a Rhode Island one because it wouldn't be big enough.
Right.
Texas is large enough that that does work. All right. Anyway, it's Hug Holiday. I don't know if it's a holiday from hugs or you hug for that, but in either event, you probably need to ask permission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's camera. Remember cameras? Remember how quaint that was?
Camera, actually, what's that?
Have a camera. It's camera day, too. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays, and you know, I hope you got some birthdays stored up there that aren't on my list.
Extra birthdays?
Yeah, man, they were really stretching today. Lily Rabe is 34. She was from American Horror Story. She was on a couple of the seasons there. Catherine Jenkins is 36. She was a Welsh singer and also finished second on Dancing with the Stars. See, we're going with like second place Dancing with the
B-list.
Stars.
B-list, yeah.
Totally. Okay. Nicole Scherzinger is 38. She hasn't done anything since the Pussycat Dolls back in, 2005.
Oh,
and who could forget that?
Yeah, right. And then we got Brett McKenzie's 40. He's cool. He's from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty cool. Yeah. They're a very funny group.
They are a very strange group, as a matter of fact.
Melora Hardin is 49. She was Jam on The Office.
Uh-huh.
Sharon Lawrence is 55 from NYPD Blue.
Mm.
Evelyn Champagne King is 56.
Wow.
She was the one who did Shame back in 1977.
We are scraping the bottom of the
big
barrel.
Big time, I'm telling you, man. Colin Hay is 63. He was a singer for Men at Work. You know, right. Down Under song.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dan Dierdorf, 67, from Monday Night Football.
Right.
Fred Grandy is 68. That's Gopher, on the Love Boat.
Right.
And he served four terms in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah. Wow.
Ian Pace is 68, Hall of Fame drummer and founding member of Deep Purple.
Okay.
So, okay. Richard Lewis, hey, he's cool. 69.
Feel
right?
Like neurotic comedy. Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. And Gary Busey, that's probably the most A-list person on the list of birthdays today is 72.
Collecting bets.
Yeah.
Been here. He's been here, you know.
Really?
Well, yeah, because he played Paul Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
Remember? So they came and shot a little footage here.
Cool.
So this is one of those strange days where even if you go to the half birthdays, it's a little bit thin. Uh-huh. Ed Burns, the actor, is 48. So 48 and a half. Adam Lambert, the singer dude, is 34 and a half.
Okay.
Sarah Gilbert from The Talk is 41 and a half. Oprah Winfrey is 62 and a half. And the mustache, Tom Selleck.
My favorite.
71.
Wow.
And
he's here.
Half.
You know, he's been here. He's actually on the fourth floor.
Yes, he
and
is.
And he stares at you through the elevator.
When I left and I returned 2 years later, yeah. I was so comforted by going up the elevator and still seeing Tom Selleck.
There he is. Yeah.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So a new book has been released by former Secret Service officer Gary Byrne, in which he discusses the erratic, uncontrollable, and violent behavior of Hillary Clinton. Now, Byrne, who worked at the White House during the Clinton years, recalls that Hillary had a Jekyll and Hyde persona, seemingly pleasant and warm at one moment, then turning into uncontrollable rages. She also repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, staff, and Secret Service. According to Byrne, when one Secret Service agent dared to say good morning to the former First Lady, her response was, go F yourself. Hey, Hillary, next time you call Trump temperamentally unfit to be president, you may want to just look in the mirror.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Now, whether you're shopping for blinds or roller and solar shades for summer, well, the Blinds.com team will walk you through selection, measuring, and installation all for free. And with Blinds.com, you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. You cannot get this wrong. Just go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity for your 20% discount before June the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Right now. No, really, right now is the best time to be out camping with your family. And right now is the best time to save thousands at RV Station's pre-4th of July sale in Bryan. At RV Station, you always get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. At the pre-4th of July sale, save even more. You could be camping this weekend in a brand new Puma bunkhouse. Plenty of room for all the friends and family, just $189 a month. How about a brand new Keystone Avalanche fifth wheel? Take over $28,000 off list. Don't miss the pre-4th of July sale going on now at RV Station in Bryan. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Shop over 500 campers at rvstation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Puma number 3940, sale price $18,500, 5.99 APR, 144 months, 5% down WAC. Keystone Avalanche, stock number 3821.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Vodafone, the world's second largest mobile carrier by subscribers, says it's considering moving its headquarters out of Britain after UK voters last week elected to leave the European Union. The company says it gained many benefits through the UK's EU membership, including the bloc's free movement of people and the benefits of a single legal framework throughout Europe. Sony is warning of a further decline in image sensor sales as demand slows from high-end smartphone makers, including Apple. But the company says it will hit its profit target thanks to growth in video games. Sony says it's on track for operating profit of more than $4.9 billion in the year ending March 2018. Federal health officials have approved the first pill to treat all forms of hepatitis C, the latest in a series of drug approvals that have reshaped treatment of the liver-destroying virus. The FDA approved the combination pill from Gilead Sciences for patients with and without liver damage. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:25 on a Wednesday morning. So there's a movie out called Sausage Party. Sausage Party is a movie about one sausage leading a group of supermarket products on a quest to discover the truth about their existence and what really happens when they become chosen to leave the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Animated movie, co-written by Seth Rogen. And that's fine. Only problem was that the folks were there to watch Finding Dory. Yeah,
oh.
And the trailer is a little bit horrific, and it's R-rated, and it's animated, and that's really not what you'd want to be showing to a crowd who's there to see Finding Dory.
They should not have put that trailer before.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's an animated film, and it looks like a kid's movie, but then you kind of realize as the trailer gets going, it's not a kid's movie at all.
Theater management said, our movies are now started and stopped by computer and the click of a mouse. We moved a couple of screens to larger houses to accommodate some walk-up groups over a very, very, very busy Dory weekend.
Okay.
And in the rush, one of our hard-working managers clicked the wrong movie.
Okay, so it wasn't meant to be played in front of Finding Dory.
We regret and apologize for that. And we hope it never happens again.
Yeah, because I can see little Billy going, look, the broccoli, Mom.
Yeah, that's not exactly what we had in
mind. And then, oh, Billy, cover your ears.
Yeah, please don't do that. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We do kind of still have a lingering chance of showers at about 20%, but got a pretty good rain through the area yesterday. If we do get any showers, it'll happen after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Heat index around 102, winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10. Tonight, clear around 75, and then gradually ratcheting up the temperatures as we move through the week, probably 94, 95 tomorrow, and then up into 96 or maybe a little bit above by the time we get into and through the weekend. Right now, winds are kind of calm out there. And you can feel the humidity because it's there. It's at 100%. And we've got, at least for right now, very pleasant temperatures. We've got 72 degrees. And maybe we'll get some baseball in tonight.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabol Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
The Brazos County District 2 VFD Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser is Monday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 3 p.m. with barbecue plates, silent auction, kids games, gun raffles, five-alarm raffles, live music from Burton Tyler, and more. Admission and parking are free, but carpooling is recommended. The fireworks show starts about 30 minutes after sunset, and raffle proceeds go towards the purchase of a much-needed wildfire truck. Need not be present to win, so pre-purchase raffle tickets online now at district2vfd.org. That's district, the number 2.
In some cases, having other people around you makes you perform better, and in other cases, makes you perform worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you want to be more productive, don't work alone.
People tend to work harder when others are around. Cyclists race faster, runners run faster. And so rather than trying to hit our goals by ourselves, we can use others to help us get there.
Jonah Berger, author of the book Invisible Influence.
If you're tying your shoes, for example, you're faster to tie your shoes if someone's watching you. The mere presence of others, you don't have to be competing with us, but the mere presence motivates us to work harder.
But not always. Sometimes it has the opposite effect.
We've often had that experience, for example, where you're trying to parallel park and someone else is in the car and you find yourself having more trouble. If you've ever tried to tie a bow tie, it's difficult to begin with, but it's even more difficult when a bunch of people are watching you. So when do others make us work faster and harder, and when do others make it more difficult for us to get stuff done? For things that are easy to begin with, well, others help us do them faster and better. But for things that we're not so good at, the mere fact that others are present makes it harder for us to do them well.
If you want to be more influential, Jonah discovered a trick that good negotiators use.
And that trick, very simply, was imitating their negotiating partner. Their negotiating partner crossed their legs, they did the same thing. Their negotiating partner rested their cheek on their hand, they did the same. Subtly imitating or mirroring the mannerisms, the words, the language led negotiators to be more successful.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mstopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people were sent to the hospital after a collision at an intersection of FM 158 and Highway 30 yesterday. Just after 1 p.m., Bryan police report a City of Bryan garbage truck was traveling east on Boonville when it was struck by a Chevy four-door car that failed to yield right-of-way while turning left onto Harvey Road. The garbage truck veered into a light pole on the northeast corner of the intersection, knocking out the signal light. Drivers of both vehicles were believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. College Station police are investigating two robbery cases, which both happened around midnight Tuesday. During a traffic stop at the intersection of Victoria and Graham, the officer asked for and received consent to search the vehicle after noticing a backpack on the floorboard of the passenger seat. According to the report, several IDs and credit cards were found which did not belong to either of the two occupants. The driver, 19-year-old Ronald Sweet of College Station, was arrested after admitting to entering another car and stealing a purse. Around the same time, a man attempted to rob three women in the area of College Main and Cherry Street. According to the report, the suspect displayed what the victims thought to be a taser and demanded their wallets. The women ran away and did not give him any property. The suspect was wearing a gray t-shirt and baggy jeans and described as Hispanic or white with a mustache and an unshaven face. There's a lot going on at the north end of downtown Bryan. Director of Strategic Projects Lindsay Gindy on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the first development you'll see out of the ground is what they're calling 500 Bryan North.
It's a four-phase development off of Bryan and Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And the first phase, actually first two phases, are going to be mostly residential.
Gindy says phases three and four will include bottom floor commercial and retail spaces, but the main goal is to get people living there. Another development, the Jordan Center, will bring more than 140 residential units to downtown.
And then hopefully we'll see some of those other items that you're talking about. Exciting would be a grocery store, some type of neighborhood market.
Gindy says the upturn of the economy and excited local developers helped get downtown North going. Brazos County Commissioners will be scheduling a public hearing to take comments on the first changes to regulating new residential subdivisions since 2001. County Engineer Alan Munger says the proposal takes into account future highway needs around the Twin Cities.
Developments need to be planned with that in mind, where there's not houses sitting on top of where we think there may need to be a loop in 2050.
If approved, the county would separate urban from rural subdivisions and have five different types of roadway standards. But Munger says the draft does not require concrete pavement, something that is being deliberated in College Station.
We're not going to dictate to the development community how they, what type of material they're using, but we will have design guidelines for concrete streets or asphalt.
The draft also gives county commissioners the option of participating in the infrastructure costs of future developments and establishing a fee schedule to pay for county reviews and inspections. Online at WTAW.com, you can read and download the 108-page draft in a 3-page summary. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan recently helped introduce a piece of legislation to fight the renewable fuel standard. Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says in 2007, Congress developed a schedule of higher ethanol volumes to be blended into gasoline.
But they ignored a key economic principle, and that is what's the actual total gasoline supply demand going to be 10 years out. And so now we're in this situation where gasoline demand has gone it has flattened out. It actually gone down in some instances, but the ethanol amounts keep going up.
Flores says gasoline consisting of more than 10% ethanol can be detrimental to small engines. He says the use of corn for ethanol has also spiked food prices.
And then lastly, not only the EPA, but several experts have looked at the environmental impact of corn ethanol and found it to be worse for the environment than regular gasoline. And so, you know, it's a classic congressional screw-up.
The first background hearing on Flores's bill took place last week. The cost of registering your car or truck is going up, and county officials are not happy.
The DMV has agreed to a new fee structure for the annual registrations, taking effect in 2017. County tax assessors argue the new plan will cut into their revenue, but the state agency says the new fee structure will actually help counties cut costs in the long run. The new plan means people registering in person will see the fee go up by almost $4, while those registering online will pay 25 cents less. If you choose to renew at a grocery store or by mail, the fee will go up by about $2. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
You can make it to Switch right now to Suddenlink during the Switch and Shout event. And when you do make that switch, you get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet and phone, all for just $69 a month. Buy two, get three for only $69 a month. You can give them a call at 877-694-9474. That's 877-694-9474 today. Or you can visit Suddenlink.com if you want to get more information. But that's just the beginning. Suddenlink has added new features like instant access to Hulu. Now, you're just a touch away from being able to do that. If you're watching a show and it's available in HD, once again, just one button click and you can then be watching it in crystal clear HD. More speed, more capacity, yes, you can have that. Don't forget you can download a TV show or movie using Wi-Fi at home, and you can see that movie anytime you want. Take it with you on Suddenlink to go and see it at another time in another place. That's the kind of flexibility you get with Suddenlink. So take advantage of the Switch and Shout deal that's going on right now. Give them a call at 877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com today.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to
stress because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's 640. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, a forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
For this afternoon?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I hadn't updated that yet. They said they sent a new one, and I haven't gone to check. So let me read the weather to you one more time, and then you'll get to hear Steve or one of those other guys. 94 or so for a high temperature today. A 20% chance of lingering showers, maybe. So if you had any, it'd be about 1 o'clock this afternoon or afterwards. The heat index around 102, northeasterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight about 76, and then temperatures will be 94 to 97 probably as we wander through the rest of the week and into the weekend. And the 4th of July probably holds about the same thing. And low temperatures each night somewhere between 75 and 77. Winds are calm right now, 100% relative humidity, and it's 73.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers game rescheduled for tonight. Also, the Texas Rangers take down the New York Yankees. The Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels, and things keep getting uglier in Waco. I'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay. More good news for Waco, huh?
Yep.
All right. I'll look forward to this athletic season ahead of them, that's for sure.
All
right, so obviously, the airport attack at Istanbul, that's the largest airport there, killed dozens, three suicide bombers. I guess that's what they're telling us now.
Yeah.
And again, this is a war like none, and it is. It's a war.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to say that, but this is happening all over the world. We hear about those attacks. There may be attacks that are going on in other parts of the world we don't know anything about.
Yeah, and that's true. I hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, there's probably some countries that are just too small to be worth reporting. I mean, or just...
How sad is that?
I know, and I don't mean that, you know, in a you know, horrible way. Yeah, disrespectful way, but you're right. There's probably so much that doesn't even get to our press.
And it's interesting because... You know, America went through this with the Vietnam War. We understood then how horrible guerrilla warfare could be. But that was generally a group of people, small group of people, who would attack Americans in the jungles and such in Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam. But now this, again, quite often is just an individual person. And if you also consider, you know, go back to the Crusades in that time, and that was a religious war. Well, there, those Crusaders, again, bands of men who fought.
Mm-hmm.
Here, an individual doing it again for a religious reason, but it can still strike just as much terror. And again, that's what they want to do. They want to make you afraid to live your life.
I was thinking about that this morning, about how, you know, it's hard to know, you know, obviously, whether or not, I mean, obviously these people are, you know, when they specifically say they're doing it in the name of ISIS, that's what they're doing. But it's hard to know, you know, who to target or where to go, because I seriously doubt that, for instance, Omar Mateen or whatever, you know, consulted with some sort of a group of, you know, leaders
saying,
of ISIS.
This is what I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or if they said, you know, we want you to do this. I don't think that was necessarily the case, but I also don't think that it wasn't radical Islamic terrorism. You know, it's so hard to pinpoint where to fight with this sort of a thing.
ISIS has released a video threatening to attack the city of San Francisco that came out last evening, I think. I guess we ought to mention, you know, we mentioned how the Democrats had released their Benghazi committee report. Republicans released theirs. Basically, there's not a smoking gun against Hillary Clinton on this situation. They did summarize with some points, and we may look at that later or not. But anyhow, another story. The sister of Ambassador Chris Stevens, who was killed in those attacks, says that she does not blame Hillary Clinton. Ann Stevens told The New Yorker, "It's clear in hindsight the facility was not sufficiently protected by the State Department and the Defense Department. She is, in fact, blaming Congress for not giving more money." So it's Congress's fault. Not Hillary Clinton's fault, not Leon Panetta's fault.
But wasn't it kind of Hillary's call to say whether or not that place should have been defended the way it should have been?
One would think so. There is a report out there today. I don't have the source in front of me. But the whole idea was, why was the ambassador not in Tripoli, the capital? Why was he in Benghazi? And the report is he was preparing for a photo op for the State Department. That's why he was even in Benghazi.
Well, you know, there's no necessarily smoking gun against Hillary, but at the same time, there are a lot of things that show that she knew things that she said she didn't know. And to me, that's kind of a smoking gun.
Well,
you know, I mean,
sure.
There was the report that there was a meeting, you know, while it was going on, while the attack was going on, when she said they didn't know about it until afterwards, you know, and that's a bold-faced lie.
And reports have been out that Marines had to stand up and stand down, change their gear, then get back into their gear simply because they had to wait for, they believed they should act, and yet they were told by command not to attack or not to move forward. So that situation.
And they eventually just did.
Right.
Without being told. They were like, we got to get out of here. You know, that's, I mean.
And at least to my mind, the worst of all this was that Hillary lied to the survivors of the victims.
Oh, for sure.
That the cause was a video rather than what really, in fact, happened. And that's it. That is inexcusable. I really think that is inexcusable. It's not criminal, but it is inexcusable.
And they say Trey Gowdy refuses to, you know, or not necessarily refuses, but stops short of calling her a liar. But I think that's out of professional dignity.
Sir, I think that's probably right.
She's definitely a liar. You know?
Now, get this. This is very strange. And I'll just read it to you the way that it came out. A new Reuters Ipsos poll says that Donald Trump's supporters are more likely to view African Americans negatively. According to the poll, people who back Trump are more likely to describe African Americans as criminal, unintelligent, lazy, and violent.
What?
I know. I'm reading this. I'm going, what?
I mean,
yeah.
All right, so what I did is I went to Reuters so I could read their entire story. And it says, the poll conducted between March and June, okay? Now, interviewed 16,000 Americans, including 21 questions on attitudes about race. I don't know. I've taken a poll or two. Never, ever have I been asked that. Because aren't you supposed to find out who they want to vote for?
Yeah.
Because this sounds to me like if you support Trump and you do not believe these things about African Americans, then somehow you're going to feel uncomfortable supporting Donald Trump. I may be reading too much into that, but I think that's probably the message they're trying to send.
They're sending.
It's at least clearly trying to infer that if you support Trump, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you can, well, I was trying to be nicer than that.
I'll come out and say it.
But it is. That's exactly what they are doing with this. And I read that, I'm going, okay. I knew that they were a little left-leaning with Reuters, but I had no idea.
I'm getting dizzy over this spin.
That they would go that far. So, tell you that to tell you this, the University of Texas and Texas Tribune released their poll yesterday that says that Donald Trump supporters support two of his, Texans support two rather controversial ideas that Donald Trump has put forth. Number one is 76% of the Republicans say that they would support the idea, 25% of the Democrats say they would support the idea of Muslims not being allowed to come into the United States. And the other is they support building a wall between U.S. and Mexico. The survey suggests that many Texans, no matter what party, are sympathetic to Trump's hardline stance on immigration.
Hmm.
So, who would have thought that, quite honestly? Trump leads Hillary by 8 points in Texas. I didn't know that. But those are the results that came out yesterday from the University of Texas that Texans, majority of Texans that they polled, support the idea of banning Muslims who are not American citizens from entering our country and building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
Huh.
Interesting.
If we had more time, I'd go into that.
But, I had no idea that Texas necessarily felt that way. I understand that there's certainly some hyperbole whenever Donald talks, and it gets some people riled up. I just didn't know that was necessarily the majority view in Texas. But all right, there you go. 6:49.
Told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggielandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Summer is the time when our most common Texas turf grasses are at their peaks. Unlike some of the rest of us, they love the heat. That is, of course, if you keep them properly tended. By now, you should be able to assess the progress of this year's lawn maintenance program. The best part is, you still have ample time for mid-course adjustments. Midsummer Lawn Benchmarks right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. If you have patches in your turf grass that just haven't covered completely, perhaps it's time to buy some new grass and plug it into those bare areas. Your first step is to determine why the grass isn't growing there on its own. If it gets less than 5 or 6 hours of direct sunlight each day, shade may be the problem. Maybe the sprinkler system isn't hitting it adequately, or perhaps you have some type of submerged debris that limits the amount of moisture and nutrients that are available for the roots. Once you've solved the problem, it's time to get fresh new grass and set it in place. Make sure you hit the same level as the surrounding turf and keep it well moistened until it develops deep roots, usually a couple of weeks. You can even plant an entirely new lawn of warm season turf such as St. Augustine or Bermuda in the middle of the summer. About the only difference you'll see will be with the spring plantings is that the grass will have to be watered lightly a couple of times daily until it's established and rooted. You really do have some maintenance chores there for the first couple weeks to get it established. Start mowing the new grass as soon as it reaches the recommended mowing height. Some folks make the mistake of letting the grass get tall in the belief it'll better be able to withstand the heat and the sunlight, but you need to mow it low to keep it spreading, keep it vigorous. And speaking of mowing, be sure you sharpen your lawnmower blade after every 30 hours of use. If you haven't sharpened it since the spring, it's already time to do it again. Dull mower blades leave tattered grass blades, and that results in unattractive turf for several days after each mowing. It's also possible that you're noticing brown Bermuda after each mowing, and you can look closely at several of the runners. You're probably mowing down into the stem stubble instead of across the grass blades. Try mowing 1 or 2 days earlier for a week or two. If the problem persists, raise your mower one notch so that you are cutting leaf tissues. Drop the mower down late next winter as you scalp the brown stubble out of the way to make room for spring's new green growth. You have to raise it in the summer and lower it in the late winter. Many folks remember to fertilize their St. Augustine Bermuda in the spring, but a lot of people forget to do so in the summer and in the fall. I'm not a big advocate of fertilizing St. Augustine in the summer, but Bermuda grass, you betcha. And then both of them come fall. You need to fertilize them. It's very, very important. If you've had a grubworm problem in the past, you can apply a labeled insecticide now and water it in deeply. I'm Neil Sperry. Sweet sounds in the garden will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening. And happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. The Brazos Valley Bombers game versus the Texas Marshals was rained out last night, but has been rescheduled as the first game of a doubleheader tonight. First pitch for the first game will be at 6:15 p.m., and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch, Beltre a swing and a high drive to right field that chases Beltran back. He's still going. He's at the wall. That ball is history. An opposite field home run for Adrian Beltre to make it 2-0 Texas.
Cole Hamels breezed through 7 shutout innings to win his 4th consecutive start. Adrian Beltre homered and drove in 3 runs, and the rolling Texas Rangers beat the New York Yankees 7-1 last night, one night after Texas rallied to win at 2:44 a.m. following a 3.5-hour rain delay in the 9th inning. The Rangers again played with plenty of spunk and energy. They've won 4 in a row and 12 of 14, improving the American League's top record to 51-27 with their 8th straight victory away from home. Yankee slugger Carlos Beltran left in the first with a tight right hamstring. Manager Joe Girardi said he had an MRI that was, quote, clean and is day-to-day. Hamels yielded 6 harmless singles and struck out 7. He threw only 86 pitches and out-dueled CC Sabitha in a matchup of accomplished left-handers. Game 3 of the series with the Yankees in New York is today at 6:05 p.m. In Anaheim,
2-0, and Correa cranks it deep to left field. Going back is Nava at the wall, looking off. See you later! A 3-run home run for Carlos Correa, and the Astros take a 3-0 lead in the first inning.
Carlos Correa hit a 3-run homer in the first inning, and the Houston Astros beat Tim Lincecum and the Los Angeles Angels 7-1 last night for their 9th win in 10 games. Correa went 3-for-4 and matched his career high with 4 RBIs as Houston easily improved to 34-20 since May 1st. The Astros also beat the Angels for the 7th straight time, their longest winning streak in the rivals' history. Lincecum couldn't get through the 5th inning in his 3rd start for the Angels, yielding 7 hits, 4 walks, and 5 runs. It was his 2nd straight bumpy outing after a promise debut. The Astros look to wrap up the series against the Angels with a sweep today in Anaheim at 2:35 p.m. In Waco, 3 more women have joined a federal lawsuit against Baylor University, accusing the school of doing nothing to help them after they reported being sexually assaulted on or near campus. The former Baylor students are identified only as Jane Doe. On Tuesday, they joined a lawsuit filed by 3 other women on June 15th. They claim sexual assaults dating from 2005 to 2014. The Southern Baptist School has come under intense criticism for mishandling allegations of sexual assault over several years, including cases involving football players. President and Chancellor Ken Starr was demoted and head football coach Art Briles was fired. NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown has accepted a $600,000 offer from video game maker Electronic Arts, ending a lawsuit alleging the company illegally used his likeness in its NFL Madden games. Brown said in the lawsuit filed in 2013 that he declined to license his likeness to EA, but EA used it anyway. He broke into the NFL in 1957 and led the league in rushing 8 times in 9 years before retiring after the 1965 season. The Houston Texans have signed receiver Will Fuller, who was the 21st overall pick in this year's draft. Fuller had 62 receptions and 14 touchdowns last season for Notre Dame, and it was his 2nd straight 1,000-yard receiving season. Former TCU quarterback Trayvon Boykin has been charged with assault over an incident that got him suspended before the Alamo Bowl last season. Court records show Boykin faces arraignment August 1st, which is 2 days after his now NFL team, the Seattle Seahawks, opened training camp. The San Antonio Spurs' Tim Duncan is still weighing his playing future, but a person with knowledge of the situation says Duncan has exercised his contract option for next season. Duncan has exercised the option for $5.6 million, but the move doesn't necessarily mean he'll return to the team next season. And the Olympics will go on without the world's number one ranked golfer. Jason Day says he's yet another person who's not going to the Olympics because of the Zika virus. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggie Land over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
There you go. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at wiltons.com. Shop them for furniture, supplies, and more. That's Wilton's. All right. Got a chance to